Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Welcome to our study of Objections to Baptism Answered. Jesus stated it so plainly and so succinctly when He said, if a man's not born of water, that being baptism, and the Spirit, the Spirit's Word, the Word of God, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. And yet many people, when they hear passages like John 3:5, or passages like Mark 16:16, where Jesus said, he that believes and is baptized will be saved. When they hear passages like that, they begin to throw up objections because that's not the way they've always heard it. That's not the way they've always been taught. And so in this series, we're looking at some of the objections and answering those according to Scripture. The objection we're going to consider today is the sinner's prayer. Some people will say, well, baptism can't be essential to salvation because we've always been taught that all you've got to do to be saved is believe in Jesus and say the sinner's prayer. Now that prayer will go something like this. They'll pray to Jesus and say, we accept you, Lord, into our heart. We recognize you as Savior. We ask you now to come and save us. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, that was popularized by preachers in the 20th century, 21st century, and by Billy Graham. He's the one who really popularized that, and he's told millions of people to say that prayer. But what's so amazing is, you can look from the very first page of the Bible to the very last page of the Bible, and you won't find that prayer mentioned one time. Can you believe that? Millions of people have been told to say the sinner's prayer to be saved, and it's not even in the Bible? Well, where does this idea come from? Two passages, the first being Luke chapter 18. There are two men who went up to the temple to pray, Jesus tells us of a story. One man a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee prayed thus within himself, I thank you that I'm not like other man, like this tax collector. I give, I fast, I tithe. He began to tell God all that he did. And then the second man, the publican or the tax collector, he wouldn't even so much as approach the temple. He beat his breast and said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And Jesus said, the latter, the publican, because he was new, he was wrong and wanted to be right, he was the one who stood justified. And so they'll say, well, that's an example of the sinner's prayer. Now, consider this. These men are going up to the temple to pray, indicative of the fact that they are already in a relationship with God, somewhat of a relationship with God. And secondly, and more importantly, that's an example of Old Testament conversion, Old Testament worship. Jesus has not yet died on the cross. The New Covenant, the New Testament, which we're all under today, is not in effect. And so Luke 18 doesn't warrant sinner's prayer for salvation today. But then there is another passage to consider, and this helps us to clearly see the sinner's prayer won't save anybody. If there was ever a man who needed God's grace and God's mercy, it was Saul. Saul has been persecuting the church. He's been teaching men and women to persecute Christianity, doing the same himself. And now the Lord confronts him on the road to Damascus. Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Who is it? I'm Jesus whom you're persecuting. Lord, what would you have me to do? You remember Jesus tells him, you go into the city, it'll be told you what you must do. Now here's what's significant. Listen to the words of Acts 9, verses 11 and 12. So the Lord said to Saul, arise and go to the street called Straight, inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, for behold, this is what Ananias is told, he is praying, Saul is praying. And in a vision, he's seen a man named Ananias coming in, putting his hand on him so that he might receive his sight. Friend, if there were ever a case of a man praying a many a sinner's prayers, it would be Saul. And yet Saul wasn't saved at that point. He wasn't saved until Acts 22:16. Arise, Ananias says, and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And so while some may object to baptism based on the sinner's prayer, remember first of all, you don't find a sinner's prayer anywhere in the Bible. Secondly, when Saul, who no doubt was a sinner and no doubt was praying for salvation, prayed, he wasn't saved until he got up and did what God said in baptism. Friend, we ask you today, have you obeyed God's plan of salvation concerning baptism? Have you submitted to the teaching of Jesus Christ on this subject? Remember, Jesus said, He that believes and is baptized will be saved. He that does not believe shall be condemned. If you have been duped into thinking that baptism is not essential, friend, you need to let go of that idea, because the Bible teaches that it is. And if you've not done that, we want you to know today that you can become a Christian. You can obey God and do what's right. Will you obey the gospel? Will you be baptized before it's too late?